Some have theorized that the only time Hillary Clinton achieves any level of popularity is when she's either in trouble or facing challenges. Well, that's the case, then we can expect her popularity to skyrocket as a result of the Iowa caucus and New Hampshire primary. You ever notice how it always appears that Hillary, when she takes on even the mundane, that questions and controversy wind up being the results? Add to that the turmoil her ways of addressing situation creates. My next guest has become the go-to person for insight about Hillary Clinton and the world around her, and maybe even within her. Along with being the former editor-in-chief of the New York Times Magazine and contributing editor for Vanity Fair, he's a best-selling author whose latest book is Unlikable, The Problem with Hillary, Edward Klein. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Chris. Great to be with you, and thanks for having me.
EdwardKlein.com is Ed's obvious location on the web, and well, I guess you've nailed the title because Hillary's certainly living up to your book title, Unlikable, The Problem with Hillary. Some people say the problem is that she doesn't have a campaign message. She has a political resume, and that resume is not exactly thrilling people.
Well, she doesn't have a message. You're absolutely right. She's all over the place. She has many different policy papers that she's put out. In fact, practically on any subject you can name, Hillary Clinton will say during a debate, I have put out a policy paper on that. Well, you don't win votes, you don't influence people, and you don't make friends by just saying you have a policy paper. What makes people respond to you, and certainly Bernie Sanders has learned this, as so has Donald Trump, is if you have a vision, if you have something that you feel passionate about and are willing to explain to the public where you would take them in a large sense if you became president. She doesn't have that ability, and people are confused after they've heard her talk.
Well, certainly, as you write about Unlikable, and certainly we've seen over the years, it seems like Hillary is unable to or incapable of saying, here's my message, come to me. In turn, she'll, depending on who she's talking to, what do you want me to say? Okay, I'll say it. You know, I guess maybe the textbook case would be when she wanted to become a senator in New York, she all of a sudden became a lifelong Yankee fan.
That's right, yeah. Well, she'll do, and people know, you know, Bernie Sanders was debating her last night on PBS, as you know, and it became clear, as he said, that the American public isn't stupid. And that's certainly true. And the American public sees through Hillary very clearly. They understand that she's an opportunist. They understand that she'll say whatever she thinks she needs to say to get elected. But they don't believe she means it. And when you get to the bottom of why I call the book that I brought out just recently, this bestseller, why I called it Unlikable, it's because there is a quality about her that puts people off, and they find it difficult to warm up to her. They find it very difficult to believe her. They don't trust her. In fact, we know from the polls that her trustworthiness polling numbers are abysmal, and this has been her problem from the beginning. She can have all the establishment support in the world, and she does. She has practically every senator, a Democratic senator on her side, every representative in the House on her side, governors on her side, the Black Caucus on her side, most of the unions on her side, Planned Parenthood on her side. You can go on and on and on. It doesn't make much difference because those are not the voters. The voters are the people who go into the caucuses and primaries and pull the levers. And they're saying, wait a second, we really don't like this person very much.
So with Edward Klein, Unlikable, The Problem with Hillary, his latest book, EdwardKlein.com is his website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. The image many have of Hillary is this politically savvy individual that takes charge of a campaign. Certainly she was great on damage control to the best of whatever is possible during Bill Clinton's Monica Lewinsky days. But it seems like with her campaigns, this one and the one before, she almost had this Jeb Bush-like attitude, well, I just have to show up and everything will take care of itself.
You know, Bill Clinton one of the untold stories of this campaign is that for several years before the current campaign began, this 2016 campaign, way, way back, even before 2012, the last presidential campaign, Bill Clinton began laying the groundwork for Hillary's run in 2016. And what he did was what any politician, I guess, in those days would have done, is he began lining up the Democratic establishment for Hillary by inviting down in Little Rock, where he has his library, union organizers, black leaders, feminists, elected officials to give lectures at the Bill Clinton Library and show them around and schmooze them and get them on Hillary's side. And he was successful. As we see, Hillary has all the superdelegates she can possibly want in the Democratic primaries. What he forgot, however, is that the party establishment no longer calls the shots in the primaries. The party establishment is yesterday's power. Today's power is clearly the populist uprising in both the Democratic and Republican parties, where the voters are saying, enough already, we want change. And that's why Bernie Sanders is handing Hillary her head.
Knowing as you do through a variety and numerous inside sources who talk to you, what do you think life is like inside the Clinton camp right now after Iowa, New Hampshire?
Well, it's not a matter of my speculation. I've been reporting on that, actually, and talking to sources about that. And it will come as no surprise to you that there's a lot of backbiting going on right now. There's a lot of shouting and screaming on Hillary's part, on Bill's part. They're very unhappy with the campaign management, with Podesta, who's the chairman, with Robbie Mook, who's the campaign manager, with Palmieri, who's the communications director. They don't think they're doing a good job. They're talking about bringing in other people on top of this group. This is just a rerun of 2008, when Hillary's campaign was a confused mess, which it is now again, and they brought in all kinds of other people, and it didn't work. And what they keep forgetting is that it's not the messaging, it's not the campaign staff, it's the candidate. It's Hillary. That's who they should be replacing, but of course they can't.
When you look at, we're wrapping our time with Edward Klein with his book, Unlikable, The Problem with Hillary, edwardklein.com, the website, here on Issues and Ideas. When you look at these cracks in the armor in the caucus, the primary, and moving forward, and you see the heat starting to turn up with the emails with the FBI and the trio that are going to get called before Congress, and if Hillary is showing weakness, how much is that going to translate into a weakening of the loyalty of those around her?
Well, it already has translated. The American public is aware of the fact that Hillary is under investigation by the FBI. The American public is aware, in a general kind of way, that the Clinton Foundation is somehow less than an honest operation, and that it's under scrutiny by both the Congress and also, by the way, the FBI. The American public knows that Hillary set up this email system to avoid scrutiny. And as a result of this drip, 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 and her continual refusal to acknowledge that she did the wrong thing, her trustworthiness polling numbers have gone into the basement. And it's very hard to be elected president of the United States if you are both unlikable and untrusted. And that is the consequence of all these investigations.
Do you think that either Huma Abedin, Cheryl Mills, or Jake Sullivan flip on Hillary, or are they just too strongly loyal and it's, well, not yet?
Certainly it's not yet. Would they go to prison for her? Maybe. I honestly don't know, because I try to separate my reporting from my opinions. I don't have good, solid reporting on what they may do. I don't think anybody does. My opinion is, knowing these people, they are almost like religious fanatics when it comes to Hillary, these three people that you just mentioned. Their whole lives are the meaning of their lives are tied up with Hillary Clinton. So I doubt that they will flip on her. I think they might actually, like Scooter Libby with Dick Cheney in the previous Bush administration, take the fall for her. Whether that will save her, though, is another question. Even if they don't flip and don't testify against her, Hillary still may be indicted anyway, and I think there's a very good chance she will be that the FBI will certainly recommend an indictment, and that it'll be very difficult for the Obama administration Justice Department to not follow through with that recommendation.
And through this all, you have to imagine that Joe Biden's having the mother of all cases of second thoughts with all of this happening.
Sure of that.
And the book is Unlikable, The Problem with Hillary. He is one of the go-to people for all things, not just Clinton, but what is happening down in D.C., which you can read at edwardkline.com. Edward, thanks for being here this morning.
Chris, it's always a pleasure. Let's do it again soon. Thanks so much.